This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel, and I'm now going to state the obvious. On this program, we love to talk about food. Over the past year, we've covered the merits of the summer tomato, the glories of stuffed pumpkin, the reasons why your zucchini bread is flat, and why you just need to chill out when your chicken breast sticks to the pan. Well, today, more food talk. We asked four of the cooks who enlightened us this year to tell us about the dish that most reminds them of the holidays. We start with chemist Shirley Carrier and a very old recipe, her grandmother's sweet potato pudding.
It used to be a real chore because you had to grate the raw sweet potatoes. Today, you just throw some chunks in a food processor and zip, zip, zip. It makes a very rich-looking, deep golden brown dish, similar to very, very fine hash browns, only the deep golden brown of sweet potatoes and brown sugar and ginger. One of my students who makes it every year for her family took a dish over to a nearby nursing home, and she said that one of the elderly ladies had tears rolling down her cheeks when she ate this. She said, "I haven't had this dish since I was a little girl."
Hi, this is Dory Greenspan. I'm the author of Around My French Table, and I want to tell you about gingerbread cookies. I decided when our son was about two or three that I would use these gingerbread cookies as decorations for the Christmas tree. And I made little holes in them, and I tied them to the tree with ribbon, and I had them decorated with royal icing, and I had names on them and little messages. They were so, so cute. The day after I hung them, I invited my friend Margie to come over with her little girl, Janie. And the two of us were having tea and just chatting away, having a good time, when all of a sudden we looked over, and there were our two little kids lying on their backs, munching on whatever the lowest cookies were that they could get to. That's what they ate. It was totally adorable, but I never put low-hanging cookies on a tree again.
There was always lasagna at the table.
That's Frank Castronovo, who owns Frankie's Spuntino in Brooklyn with Frank Falsinelli.
My grandparents would make the pasta in the morning, and they would make the sauce in the afternoon, and they would often take the meatballs, or sometimes they would put sausage meat in it and just do like seven or eight layers. It was delicious.
This is Frank Falsinelli, and the couple of things that remind me most about the holiday season and the and being around Christmas, it was my grandmother's honey balls and grain pies. They were basically barley pies with a very lean, light kind of citrus custard with a very light, thin pastry with lattice work on top, and then baked off till they were crispy on top and soft and moist on the inside.
I completely forgot about those. We had the same thing.
After eating a big meal at Christmas, yeah, you need something light. So you could kind of nip at that, have a thin slice of the grain pie, and then, you know, rate it, you know, from last year's grain pie, if it was good, if the barley was overcooked, if it was undercooked, if it was too lemony. From the grandparents down to the parents of the kids, it's hard to be a cook in an Italian family because everybody has their opinions and
everybody thinks they can do it better.
Then they don't realize that how much work it is, and it was always women cooking this stuff in between raising a family and in between taking care of, you know, your husband and your uncle and so on and so forth, and going to church and doing all the shot. It's a really ridiculous job description.
Now it's your turn, except we don't want to hear about the good stuff. We want to hear about dreaded holiday dishes, the ones that kept showing up year after year. Dishes nobody loved, like the yam souffle drowning in Jack Daniels or mashed potatoes with peeled hot dog bits, and the mincemeat pie made from venison, venison that was put in the freezer 18 years ago. Tell us about it at npr.org. Click on Contact Us and make sure Bad Holiday Food is in your subject line.